This Chazar Zechanish Bechachet Rishalag Mevem Yehuda Mesechnes Nedarim Daf Yud Tes. In fact, Mar Abzera just said that the Mishnah that says we're lenient regarding a questionable Naziris follows Rabbi Lazar, whereas our Mishnah, which is Machmir by Nedarim, follows the Rabbanan. So Abaye now asks, that same Mishnah then says that a questionable Bechar need not be given to a Kayin, but the Bechar remains also to have its wool sheared or work done with it. We see that the Suffolk is treated stringently. So how can we say the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar, who is lenient regarding a Suffolk? So Rabbi Zeira said, the case of Nazir and Bechar are very different, because Nazir is something created by a person, whereas Bechar is born with Kedusha. And that's why those situations are treated very differently, and it doesn't mean that it cannot be the view of Rabbi Lazar. They're both the view of Rabbi Lazar. For acting Gemara, we find that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Meir in a Braisa and says that if there is a suffix whether liquids are Tameh, we're Machmer and we consider them Tameh. However, we're Mekel and will not consider them Tameh in the sense that they can make something else Tameh. However, Rabbi Lazar says in a Braisa that liquids cannot become Tameh deraisa. So why would it be Machmer in the first Braisa? Mar says, based on this, we can't say that Rabbi Lazar is the Tana of the Mishnah that says that we're Mekel by Suffolk Naziris. We have to say that the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah, which says that we're Machmer by Nedarim, follows the view of Rabbi Shimon. We find them to argue in a Braisa. The Braisa says, if a person says, I am hereby a Nazir if there are 100 kor of produce in this pile, and the pile is gone before they're able to measure, Rabbi Yehuda says he is not a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says that he is. Fact Gemara. How can we say that Rabbi Yehuda says that a person does not intend to effectuate a neder when it's a suffix? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that when one is in the Galil, that someone in the Galil says something should be usher as truma, it's not usher as a neder because he means to refer to the truma of produce since they're unfamiliar with the truma's halishka. Now this suggests that if they were familiar with truma's halishka, we would go luchumra and say that the neder takes effect even though it's a suffix. Rava said Rabbi Yehuda really holds that one intends for the neder to take effect even in a suffix. However, in the case of the pile of produce that went missing, the reason why he says that Naziris does not take effect there is because a Nazir out of doubt is in a more difficult position than a regular Nazir. And a person would therefore not mean to place himself into such a suffix. Why is a Nazir in a suffix Nazir worse than a regular Nazir? Because a suffix Nazir can't bring the carbon chatas. He can't bring the carbon chatas and therefore cut his hair. So therefore, it would put him in a position that he would remain a Nazir forever. And that's why a person would not mean to put himself into a situation of being a Suffolk Nazir. Asked, what about a case where one promised to be a Nazir forever if the pile had 100 kor? In that case, a Suffolk Nazir is not worse off because this person's promising to be a Nazir forever anyway. So why would he not become a Nazir? So Rava said he is worse off because a regular permanent Nazir is allowed to decide to bring the karbanis and cut his hair and then begin his Naziris again from time to time when his hair becomes too much to handle. A Suffolk Nazir could never even do that and therefore he is in a worse situation. What about if he promised to be a Nazir Shimshon, and the halacha is that a Nazir Shimshon may never cut his hair. So it's just as being a Suffolk Nazir and being a Nazir Shimshon are just as difficult. And therefore, why should it not become a Suffolk Nazir in that situation? The Gemara says the Brice is not discussing that case. We find that Rav Adbar Ahava said that there is a Brice where Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel even where one promised to be a Nazir Shimshon. Rava said, if so, then Rabbi Yehuda of the second Brice cannot be explained. Rav Ashi said the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is this Braisa, which says, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa, which says that we are even Mekel by a Nazir Shimshon, is actually the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfin, who says that a person does not become a Nazir until his statement of accepting Naziris is 100% clear and certain. Ki Yafli, he learns it out from. So it has to be 100% clear and certain at the time that the statement is made. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda's own Shita, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfin, and therefore it's not a stira to what he holds elsewhere. The Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Bi Yehuda V'chulu. This suggests that if the people of the Galil would be familiar with Truma's Halishka, the Neder would take effect and the Suffolk would be dealt with the Chumra. However, the next part of the Mishnah suggests that if the people of the Galil would be familiar with the Chayim of Kehanim, it would not create a Neder if they said Chayim. This means that we would be Mekel in the case of a Suffolk. So what's Pshat? Are we Mekel in a Suffolk or are we Machmer in a Suffolk? Abaye said, the last case of the Mishnah regarding Chayim is actually the view of Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Tzaddik, who, as we clearly see in a Braisa, that he says that therefore it's not a contradiction within the Mishnah, because the second part of the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik from the Braisa.